She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Welcome to Our Moves Reflections. I decided to do a podcast while this coronavirus is taking all over different countries, and here in the USA, everyone is running around in hysteria. All the grocery stores are overpacked with a lot of things off the shelves. And I just got to tell you, it's a moment that I was standing online in Whole Foods, and I was just thinking to myself, like, is this really happening? Because I'm in my 40s. I don't ever remember experiencing something to this magnitude. And it's scary to watch, but it's also scary to watch how we allow, you know, what's said on the news, what's said on the airwaves, what's said on the media to control on how we move. Instead of taking, yes, the necessary precautions, but also common sense, like basic common sense. I know there was a time when I grew up that my mom just used rubbing alcohol to wipe down the doors, wipe down the phone when she would talk or we would share the phone. We have to go back to the basics. We have to understand if we're going into the grocery store, if we're not going to use certain things in the next 3 to 4 days, it's going to go in the garbage. And you're going to be right back at the grocery store. The only thing I think people really should be buying at the grocery store is canned foods, which, you know, I don't use things in cans, but guess what? In a situation like this, you're going to need canned foods. You're going to need water. And you're not only going to need bottled water for drinking, but you're going to need water in case you need to fill your tubs or you need to bathe or you'll need to water to flush your toilets. You know, these are things that we need to be thinking about. You know, this whole buy Purell and buy these wipes. No, what you need to just buy some damn Clorox, because you can mix that with some water, get some gloves and clean down everything, and everything will be dead after that. We have to be mindful of what's being portrayed from what's actually factual. Because with the market changing, you know, not being able to travel, I think this is everything to put our country in order. And if we don't have, like we have had in, you know, the past decades and centuries, of a president that is showing he has control and that he is the leader, this is where this fiasco is happening. Because we hear one thing from him, and then we hear something from the vice president, then we hear something from the governor, and nothing that's being said goes together. I'm hearing 5 different stories, and I don't know who to trust and who to believe. And I in my 43 years, I've not seen it.
I always felt like the past presidents that we've had, or the former presidents that we've had,
has always showed leadership, has always showed guidance. And for some reason, with this presidency, I'm very confused. I have the feeling of no leadership. And whatever is said at the moment is not fact check or back check, or there's no proof. It's just being said. It's just awful to see, especially at a time of pandemonium, and people are in a panic and a hysteria. And, you know, the foods are flying off the shelf and the stock markets is plummeting. And you just see, it's almost like this. It's just too unbelievable just to see how this is all unfolding. And I really want to say this is the time, fellas, women, children, to take the time to be still. One thing I am so grateful for in my life is that I grew up poor. I grew up with six of us and my mom, you know, struggling but making it happen. And I always say to my mom, how did you raise six children? You never went on welfare. You never went, you know, for public assistance. She worked and worked and worked and lived within her means. And I got to tell you, there was many nights we had scrambled eggs and hard-o bread. It's Jamaican bread. And joy juice, as we would call it, or sugar water with lemon and or lime and brown sugar. And I got to tell you, we never freaking complained, man. We were just lucky to have food in our mouths. And I'm telling you, we are going to get to a place like that where we won't be able to get the champagne and the rosé and the prime rib, or, you know, the wild fish, or whatever it is that we eat. We won't have access to that. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to really survive? Are you one of the survival of the fittest? Because a lot of people out there talking about the people from the hood and the ghetto, and I'm a product of that. And guess what? I know how to survive with very little, because that's what my mother taught me. And although I was able to, you know, get a career and get six figures, excuse me, and get bonuses and live a great lifestyle, I never forgot where I came from. You see, that's the reality check. I never forgot my mother's struggle with six children. I never forgot she had to clean toilets and houses and apartments to feed us. But she made an honest living. And we are at the times where those types of skills, they matter. It's not the low-income people like where I came from you have to worry about, because they know how to survive and they know how to thrive, and they're mentally prepared for situations of what we're facing today. The question is, that the people that are with the 401ks, the IRAs, you know, the investments, the life insurance policies, the companies, the business owners, those are the people that I'm concerned about. Because they're so used to living a certain lifestyle and having certain things. When those things are ripped away from you and you have no power and you have no control to have them, what are you going to do? This is where I say mental wealth is way better than financial wealth. When it comes to these scenarios, it's not about how much money you got. Because listen, if the government shuts down flights, private jets coming in and out, I don't know where you think you're going. You in the same boat with us. So I see the ghetto, the poor, the middle class, the rich, whatever you want to label yourself as. It's going to be survival of the fittest who can make it through this. That's what it's about. So I am grateful that my mother taught me how to be a chameleon. And I know there's many women and men out there that are chameleons today that came from the lifestyle that I came from, made it out, did well for themselves and beyond. You know, those are the ones, hopefully, if they didn't forget where they came from, because that's what matters. Always reminding yourself of the strength that you came from, the stock that you came from. And those people that will, you know, grow up in a silver spoon in their mouths, guess what? I hope you use your wealth for something good, especially in a situation like this. That's what I hope. And I hope that you keep your mental health in check. It's at a time like this, what we all need to do, it doesn't matter where we fall on the spectrum of wealth or finance,
Right now, mental health is important because we're watching the news. Our friends are, you know, calling us. People are Instagramming, tweeting, Facebooking about their thoughts. It could be overwhelming. And if you was already a person that was struggling with your mental health, you're going to struggle even more. And what will happen in a time like this is a suicide rate will go up. We have to be mindful of our conversations. We have to be mindful of who we're talking to. If we know that we're talking to a friend that is high strung and that gets stressed out about these things, that is not the person you should be talking to, my dear. Do you understand? If you know there's a person that are right now, they lost their job or they're not working and they have mortgage issues and this and that, that's not the person you want to lean on for strength. You want to lean on to a person that is like-minded like you and also in a situation and in a setup like you. And those that are not in a strong setup and have a strong foundation, we want to reach out to them. We want to check up on them. We want to ask them, how are they doing? How are you doing with supplies? How are you doing with food? How you are doing with your mental health? And this would cause anxiety to anybody. And as strong as I think I am mentally, I still have my moments of pandemonium, like, oh my God, am I going to get through this? I'm human. But what I also have is that past of adversities that I face that automatically when these things happen, there's something that clicks that goes into a mode like, okay, you got to be smart. You got to be concise with this, with that. So I just want people to know, be mindful of who our loved ones are, who our friends are, and where they need us to show up. This is the time to show up. This is the time. And I just want everyone to take a moment throughout the day, no matter where you are, whether you're still working in the office or you are at home with your family, your children, your loved ones, to be still. Even if you guys do it as a group, like, we're going to say every hour on the hour, we're going to take 3 to 5 minutes to be still. And half of the day has to be positive conversation without talking about this coronavirus crisis that's going on. Let's talk about, what are we going to do with this time now that we're all together? How are we going to spend it? We can't go to churches. How are we going to pray together? Whatever your thing is as your family, that is what you should be doing. That's what you should be doing. This is a time to let bygones be bygones. Look, there's not going to be a kumbaya moment for everybody in my life. There's some people that, you know, you will release from your life, and that's okay. If it is to make you better as an individual, and if it is good for your mental health to have certain people out of your lives, let it be. Let it go. Allow it to be what it is, because it's very important to conserve your energy for positive people or people that are like-minded like you, whatever that is. So important. I don't want to talk your guys' ears off about this coronavirus because it's very stressful. I am monitoring everything. I'm in contact with people that are on higher levels that are feeding me certain things to prepare me. And I appreciate having those types of people in my life that have that type of access. What I will say to you is this, like my mother would say to me, sweetheart, princess, things are going to get hard. Okay. Hold your Bible, read your Bible, and be positive, be optimistic. And that is all I can say to people to do. I can't relate to a person that's not religious. But if you're not religious, guess what? We all have to pray to somebody. We all have to have faith and hope in somebody. So whatever that is, don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. And please be compassionate, be empathetic, and be giving to those who right now need it more than anything. Don't forget those people. Please, please, please. I'm doing whatever I can. Anyone that's facing right now mental anxiety, mental health stress, they feel like there's too much adversity that they can face, please reach out to me at AndreaPJackson.com or on Instagram, AndreaPJackson_. I am giving my services for an entire month for free for anyone who needs it, for anyone who needs to talk, for anyone who needs the pointers that I have used myself to get through adversity. Please reach out to me. I'm here. I'm here without judgment. As you know, everything is confidential. I have NDAs if you would like me to sign. Let's be still. Let's be thoughtful. Let's be hopeful. I'm sending everybody good energy, good vibes, good health. Let's not forget common sense. That outweighs everything. Please be well.